Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barry Moltz is here. Barry is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Business, and another book called Bounce, which I'm pretty sure we helped him launch both of those on the show before over the last several years. And he does a great job of producing really good insights and content and resources for small business. I've followed his work for a long time, and he's our good friend, Barry Moltz. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So one of the things that seems to be epidemic in some parts of the marketplace are people failing to follow through. My friend Aki Chankute, who's our trust expert, he calls that closure. He says when you say you're going to do something, when you do it, that's called closure. And if you don't follow through, then you don't have closure. And when there's no closure, there's no trust. What do you think?
I think that's very true. I mean, so much of us, that what happens is we get consumed by distractions in business. You know, we're reactive and we're not proactive.
Expand on that. I hear you. Tell us
what happens is we go out and we say we're going to do something as a leader of an organization because it's the shiny object, Jim, that's in front of us, right? Mm-hmm. So we do that for a week or a month or 6 weeks. And then we see something else that we'd like to do, so we move the organization over into another direction. And people really get whiplash. They think that, you know, all right, they don't really take it seriously because they know that in 6 weeks or 3 months, the CEO is going to change direction. So why should they really work hard mm-hmm. on this?
Well, so when that happens, that's what I call, Barry, that's what I call being the manager of your business. Managers do have to react sometimes because things are coming in the front door that they didn't know was going to happen, even though they have to expect it to happen. But that's different from being a CEO, right? I mean, the managers manage. Mm-hmm. CEOs have to be accountable, don't they?
Absolutely. They're accountable to themselves, their employees, their customers, their shareholders.
Their bankers.
Vendors. And that's why, a lot of times, the bankers, too. That's why they really have to decide for the entire organization, what do they want to really accomplish over this period of time? And they have to make sure they get it done. And I call it, you know, ruthless prioritization. We have to make sure that on every single day we accomplish what we say we're going to do because so many things can get in the way, Jim. There's so many distractions when you sit down at your computer every single day.
That's right. That's exactly right. And this is why I try to encourage, Barry, I try to encourage small business owners. I tell them, look, I'm a small business owner, too. You're a small business owner. We're not trying to say, you know, John Chambers is going to be on the show in the second half of the hour. He was the CEO at one point in time of his company I'll say it in a minute. Anyway, Cisco. Sorry, thank you. CEO of Cisco, and he could afford to be in his office as a CEO all day long. As a small business owner, you can't do that. You got to manage sometimes, but you do have to determine when are you going to get out of out of the trenches and get into a CEO orbit, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what you have to do is you have to lead your organization by setting the priorities and sticking with them. Now, Jim, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't pivot, you shouldn't change, but you have to make sure that it's the direction you want to go in, because if you change too frequently, then people get confused about really what to do.
No, that's exactly right, because it looks like you don't know how to make a decision and stick with it. And this comes back to the accountability thing, doesn't it? Because what you talk about is
you've got to be accountable.
is the fact that if you're jumping all over the place, then you don't know what's really important for you to be accountable for, right?
Yeah, I really believe that you should have, as a CEO of an organization, two or three priorities that you sift every decision that everyone else in the organization is going to make on a daily, weekly, monthly basis through, right? So, again, if our goal for the year is to go after a certain market, we should say to ourselves, okay, this has now come up to do. Is it a distraction, or is it really going to move us in the direction that we set out to do? And I think you have to do ruthless prioritization. You've got to decide on a weekly basis what is urgent and what's important. And people, Jim, have a really hard time doing that because they get distracted. They want to complete the small things. They want to do the things they really enjoy doing and don't really go after the hard stuff that they really need to accomplish in order to get to their goals.
One of the hardest things, where this manifests the most often and the most visibly, I think, Barry, in small business, is especially early on. I'm going to say in the first 5 years, at least the first 5 years of a small business getting started, is we don't really know yet what we're the best at. We don't know where we can make the best impact and do the most good and make the most money. We haven't completely figured that out yet. And so other people are setting our agenda. Hey, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And we, because we need the business, we say, okay, even though it might not be what we need to be doing. And I remember, Barry, maybe you do too. I remember the first time I had to say, no, I'm not, I can't do that. That's not my wheelhouse. I don't need to be doing that. I'll help you find somebody who could do that for you. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I have to say no every single day about things where I'm not the best person to help you. And again, Jim, you're absolutely right. Especially in the beginning, we accept anything that comes in because we want to be busy.
We need the business.
We think being busy means, right. People, right, exactly. That's the formation of business, right? We think being busy is actually building a business, Jim, but it's not. You really got to niche down. You've got to make sure you're really going after the kind of customer where you can build a business on and make a profit.
That's exactly right. And that's hard to do. That's an evolutionary process.
Very hard.
It's an evolutionary process.
It's very, very hard. It takes a lot of discipline because sometimes customers want you to do things that are actually a really good idea for your business to go in that direction. I remember when I ran a mail order catalog business, and we put little descriptions of software products we're going to sell in the catalog. And then someone came along one day and said, hey, can we put an advertisement in your catalog? And for whatever reason, Jim, we never thought of advertisements in our catalog. And we accept the advertisement and eventually became a third of our business. That's really the tricky part.
There you go. Hold on to that thought. Barry Moltz. Barry, give us your website quickly, please.
We got BarryMoltz.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.